The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Commencing with the National Health Mission, NHM, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, NHSRC, New Delhi, is inviting applications for the position of Consultant, Healthcare Technology. They have one vacancy available for this role, which is open to candidates aged 45 years and below, offering a competitive compensation package ranging from 60,000 to 1,20,000. Candidates interested in applying should have the requisite qualifications and experience as outlined in the terms of reference, which can be found on the official website, that is at www.nhsrcindia.org. Or you could also go on to www.devnetjobsindia.org. The last date for receiving applications is 26th February 2025. The National Institute of Tuberculosis and Respiratory Diseases, an autonomous institute under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is inviting applications from Indian nationals for the position of Specialist Grade 2 Thoracic Surgery at Level 1. There is one unreserved post available. Interested candidates should submit their applications in the prescribed format along with the requisite fee, ensuring they reach the undersigned office not later than 15:30 hours on 31st March 2025. For further details regarding eligibility criteria and other relevant information, please visit the official website of the Institute at www.nitrd.nic.in. The Indian Institute of Management, IIM Calcutta, is seeking candidates for the position of Academic Associate for its Executive Education Office. Interested applicants can find further details and apply by visiting the IIM Calcutta website at www.iimcal.ac.in. The deadline for submitting applications is 28th February 2025. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Nagpur, invites Indian nationals to apply for various Group A and Group B posts on deputation basis, including Nursing Superintendent Level 11 and Office Superintendent Level 6. Eligible candidates must be officers from central or state governments, union territories, universities, or autonomous bodies with relevant experience and qualifications. The maximum age limit is 56 years. Applications must be submitted through the proper channel using the form available on the AIIMS Nagpur website at https://aimsnagpur.edu.in. Send applications via speed post to the Deputy Director Admin, AIIMS Nagpur, with the last date for receipt set at 30 days from the advertisement's publication. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India is looking to fill the post of assistant at its headquarters in New Delhi on a deputation basis. Candidates interested in this opportunity can find further details at the TRAI website at www.trai.gov.in. All applications must be submitted online by 28th February 2025. The Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, TIFR, an esteemed autonomous institution under the Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, is inviting eligible candidates to participate in a walk-in selection for the position of consultant dentist. This role, based in Mumbai, offers a consolidated pay of 60,000 per month. The maximum age limit for applicants is 40 years. Interested individuals should apply online through the TIFR website at http://www.tifr.res.in/positions and are required to bring a copy of their application from to the walk-in selection scheduled for 27th February 2025 at 9 a.m. For further details regarding eligibility qualification and additional updates, please refer to the official website. I repeat the website, that is at http://www.tifr.res.in/positions. The National Brain Research Center, NBRC, an autonomous institute under the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, invites applications for the Chief Administrative Officer position through direct recruitment or deputation. The role is classified under Level 13 as per the 7 CPC pay matrix, with a salary range of 1,25,100 to 2,15,900. Candidates for direct recruitment must be under 55 years and for deputation under 56 years as of the application deadline. Eligibility requires a master's degree or a 2-year PG diploma in personnel management or HR and 12 years of managerial experience. For more details and application form, kindly visit the NBRC website at www.nbrc.ac.in. Applications are due by March 7, 2025. With an extended deadline of March 24, 2025 for candidates from specific regions. Aircon International Limited, Navratna PSU, Ministry of Railways, invites applications for regular posts in civil engineering, tunnel design, alignment design, bridge design, track design, and at manager E3 and deputy manager E2 levels. Candidates must have a full-time graduate degree in civil engineering with at least 60% marks from an AICTE-approved institution. Preference is given to those with ME or MTech degrees. Manager E3 requires 5 years of experience, age below 37. Deputy manager E2 requires 2 years of experience, age below 33. Applications must reach IRCON by 7th March 2025. For more details, kindly go on to the official website at www.ircon.org. The Directorate of Enforcement under the Ministry of Finance invites applications for the post of System Analyst, 1 post, and Scientific Technical Assistant, 6 posts on a short-term contract basis for its offices in the Eastern Region. Interested candidates are advised to visit the official website at http://enforcementdirectorate.gov.in for detailed eligibility conditions and application procedures. Applications along with supporting documents should be sent to the office of the additional director within 21 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.